Word 43. Colloquial. C-O-L-L-O-Q-U-I-A-L. Conversational. Pertaining to, characteristic of, or used in spoken language. Hence, informal, casual, natural. The words colloquial, colloquium, and colloquy all come from the Latin loqui, spelled L-O-Q-U-I, which means to speak, converse. Loqui is also the source of the word loquacious, extremely talkative, a synonym of garrulous, word 8 of level 4. The noun colloquy, spelled C-O-L-L-O-Q-U-Y, is a dignified synonym for conversation. But while conversation may apply to any exchange of spoken words, colloquy usually refers to a more formal or intellectual discussion, the kind of talk that occurs between scholars or on television shows where journalists analyze the news. When you or I talk with people at a party or over dinner, that's a conversation. But when William F. Buckley Jr. talks with his guests on Firing Line, that's a colloquy. The noun colloquium, spelled C-O-L-L-O-Q-U-I-U-M, means a gathering in which a colloquy takes place, a conference or meeting for discussion, specifically a relatively informal meeting for the purpose of exchanging views on a subject. The adjective colloquial means conversational, of the spoken language, and therefore informal or casual. Remember vernacular, word 15 of level 5? Colloquial speech is speech that uses the vernacular, the common everyday language of ordinary people. The corresponding noun, colloquialism, means a colloquial expression, a bit of vernacular language, a word or phrase used in common everyday informal speech. There are many thousands of colloquialisms in the language, and you probably use dozens, maybe even hundreds of them every day without thinking twice about it. For example, every time you say yeah instead of yes, you are using a colloquialism, an expression more appropriate to informal speech rather than more formal speech and writing. Here's a dictionary usage tip. The next time you look up a word and preceding the definition you see the abbreviation C-O-L-L, or C-O-L-L-O-Q, that means the word, or the word used in that particular sense, is a colloquialism, and you may reasonably infer that it is characteristic of colloquial or conversational language. In concluding this discussion, I would like to stress that colloquial speech and colloquialisms are not necessarily substandard or illiterate, as some ultra-purists might have you believe. To begin with, without the colloquial, the English vocabulary would be circumscribed and stiff, and if there were some way to outlaw the use of colloquialisms, then communication between people of different backgrounds and levels of education would soon become impossible, and it probably would not be long before English went the way of Latin, into extinction. Most of our communication is spoken, not written, and a liberal dose of colloquial or conversational words and expressions is what keeps a language fluid, fresh, and vital. Of course, not all colloquialisms are useful or acceptable to all speakers. Some colloquialisms are objectionable because they suggest uneducated or coarse informality. A classic example of that sort is the word ain't. Other colloquialisms are objectionable because they're illogical, and here perhaps the best example is the expression I could care less, which is commonly used in colloquial or informal speech to mean I could not care less. If you can care less, then that means you still have some caring left in you, whereas if you cannot care less, then you do not care at all, which is the sense those who use the improper colloquialism mean to convey. The point is, the examples of exceptionable colloquial language are relatively few. The vast majority of colloquial or informal expressions are not only acceptable, but also useful and even necessary in conducting our day-to-day communication.